Hey, everybody. We're close to the top of the hour here. I think we are at the top of the hour. My name is Scott Peterson, and I want to welcome you to the call. We've got a very exciting call tonight. It's really, you know, the first steps and the next steps in your network marketing business. And we're going to talk with Shauna Ekstrom, the one and only Shauna Ekstrom, who is an amazing builder with this with the company that she's with now for 12 years and has built a significant residual income. And we're really excited. We've got a special guest, and I just want to welcome Shauna Ekstrom to the call and let her go ahead and just welcome everybody else to the call.
Thank you. Okay, so for those of you who don't know, this is my wonderful husband, Scott Peterson. So thank you, Scott. And together we are having so much fun building this business. I've never had so much fun because it's always fun to do it with a friend. That's one of my main things is if you're going to do a business, make sure you're having fun with it. So we are traveling, and today we're in our home office in Dallas, Texas. We're just having a blast. But we're super excited, and we're going to get right to the information on the call because with us tonight is a lady that I so respect. Scott and I, I can't even tell you all of the things that we've learned through Carrie. She works with home-based business owners. And we've brought her on our call to be our Oprah. So we're really excited. We don't have the time to sit down with each one of you in your homes or at Starbucks. I wish we did. So this is our chance to get down and have a real chat. And so she's going to be interviewing us. And let's get started. So with that, I'd love for you to welcome Carrie Wilkerson. She is a mom. She's a business owner. She's just an amazing, incredible woman, and I love her accent. She's from Texas. Carrie, are you on the call?
I am, but let me do this first. Go ahead. Yay! That was such a success.
Oh, that's good.
Isn't that good? You gotta love it when you can control your own sound effects and your own applause. I think that must be what it was like in the days of old TV, right, when they held up the little signs. Thank you guys for letting me be here. Let me kind of tell everybody the vision for this series. We have just obviously kicked off 2015, and we have a lot of you are new in your business. A lot of you are renewed in your business, and some of you are just hitching up your boots and decided to move to the next level in your business, whatever that looks like. And so I am going to be working with Scott and Shauna on a weekly basis to inform you, to educate you, to inspire you and motivate you. And honestly, I think these two are pretty modest. You know, they're a little humble. And so let me brag on them a minute, because Shauna is not only a multi-million dollar earner. She's a millionaire maker is what I like to call her, because she has several millionaires in her downline. And it's one thing to have your own personal success, y'all. It's another thing to be able to lead others to that same success. And that is the heart of a selfless leader, and that is the heart of someone who really wants to see other people succeed. She's no newbie in this business after 12 years. She was a business owner even before that with her salon, and you may or may not know, she's also about to debut as an author with Beyond the Red Doors, her own personal book, which I know you guys are going to love. So hang on for that in the next few months. We are so excited. But tonight, following up to last week's amazing call on slaying your giant goals with the five stones, if you did not listen to that replay, grab that link from Scott and Shauna. It was excellent. It is something that I personally think everyone needs to listen to at least once a quarter. It really is great for that reset in what's going on in your progress and in your mind and in your business. It helps us get out of our own ways, right? So that being said, tonight I said to Scott and Shauna, you know, we have these three categories of people. The people that have just signed their agreement or just started their business. We have people, like two people that have contacted Shauna today and said, hey, you know, we've kind of been in for a long time, but maybe we've just been using product, or we've just piddling around, or we hadn't really been serious, but our life has changed, and what do we do to restart? And then you have the third person. So maybe this is the person that's doing fine, that's doing okay, but they've said, you know what, this is the year. This is the year I'm going to give myself a promotion. This is the year I'm going to give myself a raise. This is the year I'm going to take my kids to Europe. This is the year I'm going to put them in private school. This is the year I have to help my parents financially. This is the year things change for me. And so, Shauna, how do I do that? So those three main categories of people. And so when I was picking their brain, I said, okay, I know there have to be four or five main things that you would say to each of these people. What are five things that everybody needs to be doing, whether they're new, whether they're renewed, or whether they are just about to crank up some big momentum? So Shauna and Scott, why don't we start there? Let's say if you were sitting down with me, I love your illustration of the coffee shop. So we're at Starbucks. I know you are so social, and you would do business with everyone face-to-face and phone-to-phone if you could. But honestly, the blessing and the curse of growing your organization and your business is that there's just not enough Shauna to go around. So that's why we're bringing her here to you in mass. So I want you to visualize you're across the table from Shauna and Scott. You have this great cup of coffee or tea or soda, whatever your beverage of choice is, and a pen and a pencil, and you just get to pick this lady's brain for a little while. And you say, Shauna, tell me, what are five critical things I need to do? Shauna, what would you tell me first? What would we do first?
Well, first of all, if they already knew me, which, you know, some of them might be brand new, I would have to tell them my story, why I was attracted to this business in the first place. The idea of network marketing. So I would just tell them a real quick, brief story so that they would kind of know who I am. And I think that's really important. It's not so important as far as the product itself, because when you first start, I remember when I first started my with this product, I didn't have a story for about, within the first 10 days, I had a story. It was pretty amazing. But during that time, I had put several people in the business because I was so excited because I borrowed someone else's story. I had seen the results. So in the very beginning, I think people need to get excited and create their product story and share it. So if I was sitting at Starbucks, I would just tell them a little brief story, product story, but then that really would lead me into why I did it. I'm very, very clear, and the why idea changes from time to time. Like last week, when Paul was talking about the goals, he talked about the cornerstones, and that would be part of the why. And he talked about a pretty why we do things, what we would really be proud to tell someone else why we're doing it. But then he brought up something that was really huge for me. He talked about the ugly why, you know, things that we might be too embarrassed to tell someone else about. So if they're talking to me, I don't think that I would, you know, you wouldn't try to force them into telling you that, but you can kind of read between the lines. You talk about the money. Talk about why would you do this kind of business? And that's where you might get someone to really be honest and tell you that quick, I'm not able to pay my mortgage this next month and we're really struggling. And that's up to them to tell you that. But you can imagine there's a lot of things that would be hard to put that down. But the more clear you can get to your why, and sometimes people don't really know, they can't really define it, but so how an easy way that I have found in all the years I've been in network marketing, and even before this company, I was in network marketing for 18 years altogether, and I found that it's what gets you excited. What is it that gets you super excited? And I realized that the same thing that gets me excited in this business is exactly what got me excited in my first career, which was hairdressing, and I owned my own salon. And what I loved about it was the people and seeing their eyes light up when they loved their haircut or when they loved their whole new look or when they shared something with me that was very personal and I might be able to share with them, well, did you read this book? This might help you with your teenager or, you know, if you're going through this, well, I had that happen to me. And it was all the same things that I do in this business today. It's just with a different twist, and it's for visual and kind of, so.
Okay, so the first one, let me recap. Let me say, Shauna says you have to have a story to share with people. You have to be able to share your story. And if you don't have a product story yet or an overcomer story yet, then borrow somebody's story. This is where upline credibility, edification of upline, success stories, et cetera, can really help you. That coupled with your own enthusiasm and your belief really will take you through your next few weeks while you're creating your story. Now, if you're in a product-driven company, then you need to be creating your own product stories. You need to be your own best customer. If you are, you know, just like if you're teaching goal setting or time management, you need to be creating your own story of here's where I was and here's where I am now. It's the same in your current business. So create your product story. You know, I was studying at a workshop with a writer recently who I adore, and I've read her since literally I was in junior high, back when the stone tablets, you know, were popular. And she says, you know, it's hard to be funny. It's hard to be a humorist, and some people just aren't funny. And so if you're not funny, you borrow funny. And, you know, I think this, so you tell other people's jokes or you show other people's cartoons or whatever that is. But I think the same thing. If you don't feel successful, like you have the story yet, borrow somebody else's story. I'm going to go ahead and just call it out. 90% of the people on this call or listening to this audio likely deal with what we call imposter syndrome. Imposter syndrome means, oh, I can't go do this product until I lose weight and look amazing. Oh, I can't go talk about this business until I'm debt free. Oh, I can't talk about being totally organized until my house is organized all day, every day. You know what? That's like saying I can never give any parenting advice until all four of mine are through college and parents and et cetera. I think people love to share the journey, love the story, and love to even celebrate it along with you. So in the meantime, if you're too uncertain about that, borrow Shauna's story. That's why she's here. Scott and Shauna have this great story. Look through your company magazines. Look through on the internet. I've seen lots of nutrition companies or diet companies or individual fitness trainers that are opening up saying, well, this is the workout that Gwyneth Paltrow uses. Well, it doesn't mean she works out with them. It means she is a story that they're using for their particular method of workout. So know your story, create your own story, and borrow a story. Be super clear on your why. Your why is something that will motivate you beyond anything else, and we'll come back to that a little later. So, Shauna, what would you recommend as a second action beyond sharing the story and creating the story?
I think at that point, if they're really, say, they're ready to go because they've been very, very clear on their way, then I would skip right over to who do you know that you would like to share this with? Because this isn't really exactly like, there's nothing wrong with calling it sales. It's a little, the twist is a bit different. It's like sharing something with your best friend. Who do you want to help financially? Who do you think is the smartest, sharpest business person that you would really like to team up with? And make that list and make it, you know, even a chicken list, people that might make you a little nervous. Start making that list and do it with, you know, I'd love to help you make your list if we were sitting at coffee, because as you start to talk to someone, you start to, they go, oh, I didn't think of that person. It just starts to pop. And I tell people when they're starting, put a piece of paper and a pen by your bed, because when you really see what network marketing can do for you, if you can sleep at night, then you really don't get the compensation plan and that this is residual. So mm-hmm. I was like that when I started. I couldn't sleep. I'd wake up in the middle of the night and I'd think, oh, I got to tell that person. So really making your list is a big, big deal, because if you don't share it with anybody, you're not going to create volume. You're not going to help the business grow. And plus, you won't be bringing in your very best friends. In the first month when I started this business 12 years ago, I became a founding executive. That meant I had to share this with 30 people. Well, who are you going to share it with? I shared it with my family and my friends and my clients, anybody that I could talk to while I was still doing hair. And that's how I launched my business. It was just really, that list was so important. And so a blessing that happened from that is that I actually put my kids in. And one of my kids, my oldest daughter, who is not a little girl anymore, she's a mother of three and just, so proud of her. She has earned $1 million with this company in the last few years. So
wow.
Had I not, you know, thought about her and just thought, you know, this is about, you know, just put it off, that would not be happening.
And I'm just so excited. Now, yes, she had to do the work, and that's all cool, but it's been fun. It's been a fun ride. We've watched each other grow. It's made us closer. We see the strengths in each other and build on the strengths and forget about the weaknesses because each person has something they bring to the table. So, yeah, I think fun in making that list, you know, that's a big, big deal, but do it. Just do it.
And here's some tips about the list. The more scared you are to put somebody on the list, the more they need to be on the list. Don't be afraid of people, and don't edit the list. Don't decide for people. It's arrogant and assumptive for you to make decisions for other people that this is or isn't for them. And there's nothing worse than seeing that they are using products with or signed up under somebody else because you were too scared to talk to them. There is nothing worse than later them saying, wow, you lost 40 pounds, look amazing, and quit your job. Why didn't you tell me? This would have been an answer for me, too. You need to be an evangelist for this. You need to quit worrying about rejection. Quit worrying about what people are thinking about you and make the list. It's like the difference in mindset, Shauna, of I'm going to take the most amazing trip of my life and I can take 30 friends along with me. Who would I love to take with me? That list versus, ooh, I have to ask 25 or 30 of my friends for a favor. Who do I want to ask?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So wouldn't you make that list really differently?
Absolutely. I like it that way.
And the other thing is when you're renew, don't go back to your first list. Your life changes, your warm circle changes, your interests and people in your life change. Start with a new list. Otherwise, you feel like, oh, I can't go back to those people again. I just say give yourself permission to make a new list of people that you want to do this part of your life with. I know that Shauna has shared with me a couple of people that have called her recently to renew are dear, dear friends of hers from years and years ago that came in from that initial spurt when she was so excited. And so they've already got part of their business built just because of the years and just because of customers. So how exciting that they're not just starting today. I mean, we've all heard the example of the best time to plant an oak tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is today. So let's plant those trees and let's get that list going. So number one, we're going to create our story. Number two, we're going to share the journey and make the list. What would you say is number three? And guys, if you're not writing this down, this is absolute gold. And some of you are probably saying, oh, we've heard this before or we already know this. Awesome. Then why aren't you doing it? Let's do it. Okay, so part three. Shauna brought me in for the tough love component because she's the nice one. Go ahead. So number three, what would you say?
Wonderful. events. I think company events, and there's all kinds of events. Events can be as small as a call with an upline that inspires you. I mean, it's not meant to complain or, you know, say, I don't think I can do whatever. It is about how am I going to do this business and what to do. Make a plan. Events could be like that. It can be this weekly call. This is an event. But then when you can get to a large company event, there is no way you can bring that back. Like if I go and I come back and try to paint the picture to you, I can't bring you the energy of every single person that you would have met, the energy of the whole group. It's like that. When you miss a party, you miss the party. Mm-hmm. And so these events are they're the lifeblood of the business. It is not, in my opinion, it's not an option. If you're looking at a business and you're looking to make significant income, you need to go and find out from the people who have actually gone before and become very successful. That's where they'll be. They'll be taking notes, sitting in the audience. And so I can't stress this enough. A lot of people think, you know, I mean, there's just no way that you can skip an event because, like, when you work a day job, you show up and you meet the people that you rub shoulders with every single day. And you go to work and you peek into their office and you say, hey, hi, how you doing? So you get that energy back and forth. That's going on. But when we're in a home-based business or a business that we have a telephone and a computer and we're by ourselves until we meet somebody at the coffee shop or whatever at the beginning, well, how are we going to get energized? How are we going to get fed? It's like a shot in the arm. So I just, in my opinion, they're not an option. Find a way. I know when I first started network marketing 18 years ago, I found out about when I went, I couldn't imagine that I would ever do network marketing. And I had been turned off by so many people that were so gung-ho. You know, they almost like got let out of their cage, and it turned me off. They used to say, oh, you'd be so good in my business. And I would say, no way. Well, when my girlfriend brought me to an event, I only did it for her. I wasn't going to do this. I told her I will never do this. But I went, and I heard someone say, make your strengths productive and your weaknesses irrelevant. And I said, wow, I can do this. I don't have to worry about the things I'm not good at. There's a lot of those. But I can play to my strengths. And so that event is what got me to the next big company event. That was a small meeting. They had a big company meeting 2 weeks later, and Carrie, I turned to my girlfriend and I said, we have to go. And I mean, that was so far out of my financial play at that time that it was, I didn't have room to even put it on my own credit card. But I said, we have to go. And she's like, well, I don't like to travel. And I'm like, I mean, I don't do that. And I said, no, we have to. We have to see the big picture. That has served me. I mean, there really was no way I should have been there, but I was there. And that's helped me to see that when somebody really sees it and they really get why they're doing it, I needed it. I needed the business. And so it was really clear that I was going to turn my life around financially. And by going to those events every time, you know, they come up, the big ones come up maybe every 6 months, you are fed to the point where you are so full when you come back. People might not know what you're excited about, but they're still, you know, they're like, what is it? You know, and they ask questions, and that's where it takes you on to the next level. So I just can't stress it enough. I love company events. They're not always convenient. It's not free, but it is putting yourself into the limelight of what are you doing. Like you in the beginning when you're brand new or you've been away for a while, you don't know what you're really in here for. And mm-hmm. So it starts to answer those big questions for you. How is this going to fit into my life?
Exactly. And I love going back to what you said, that even this weekly call should be a non-negotiable for you. Block it on your calendar. Show up. Take notes. Learn from it. Come with a coachable attitude, a learning spirit, and take one or two things that you take action on, even if it's just knowing you're in the room with hundreds of people who are excited and building and have belief like you do. I think that the statistics, the company statistics, and this isn't just your company. This is in insurance agencies, this is in real estate, this is in the financial services industry, this is across the board, that the reason they have company events, it's for recognition of your achievers, because so many people will work for recognition, but also so that the people that aren't recognized can see those people recognized for work and know that it's possible. Also because of the cross-section of stories. So you may resonate with the grandmother, like Shauna, can you even believe she's grandmother? Like the grandmother that you see on stage, or the person with maybe a similar disability as you recognize. Maybe that person just knocks all your excuses out. Or maybe the young mother walking across stage, or maybe the husband and wife couple. I can guarantee you when you go to company events, you see such an amazing cross-section of people. It eliminates your excuses. It motivates you beyond belief. And the studies show that the people that move up in the company are the people that attend the events. The people that stay in the company are the people that attend events and feel connected. And so this would be my rule to tack on to go to events, is to never go alone. And what I mean by that is take a family member. Like I know Scott and Shauna would never go alone again. They take each other. Not only that, take someone in your business or someone interested in the business. Always take somebody with you because they can get much more of a vision from that than they can from you. I don't know if maybe I'm the only parent on the call that has ever experienced this. I have four children. And sometimes they'll come home and they'll say, do you know what Miss So-and-so said? And this fact that they'll tell me is something that I've been telling them for 15 years of their life. And all of a sudden, because somebody else said it, now it's true and important and vital to their daily life. Anybody ever experience that but me?
You know,
so company events can be that way too. Somebody can hear you train every week, Shauna, and they go, oh, that's great for Shauna, but then they hear it from somebody else and it just clicks in a different way. I have an example from that in my early business training. I sat at the feet of some amazing women, including Mary Kay Ash, some just giants in industry and amazing, amazing women. And some, I got stuck at a certain level. Now, I was an achiever and I was doing great, but I got stuck at a certain level. And I was headed to a retreat one weekend playing cassette tapes in my car. Cassette tapes, look it up if you don't know what I'm talking about. And it was Brian Tracy, The Psychology of Selling. I bought it on eBay and it was this old cassette tape thing from Nightingale Conant. And he was saying a lot of the same things that some of my upline had been saying, but you know what? It was just making sense to me. And I pulled over and I talked out loud to myself. I don't know if anybody else does this, but I went, well, why is this now making sense to me from him? When I know I've been hearing this all along, I don't understand why I'm now open to that. And I realized I grew up in a very male-dominated household, conservative Southern upbringing, males as teachers, males as preachers, males as, you know, leaders. And I was used to learning from men. And so I just wasn't as open at that point, and I didn't even know it, to learning from women. Now, of course, I can learn from everybody, but that moment I went, wow, I've just kind of been blocking those women because I'm so used to learning from men, you know, and then I just became self-aware and shifted that. But that's another good thing about company events. It's the cross-section of people, the different accents. Shauna mentioned my slight accent that I have, the difference in accents, the difference in rates of speech and experience and age, and the person that's newly pregnant versus the one that's raised 10, or the homeschooler versus the private schooler versus the public. The cross-section is just super important. So find a way, make a way for company events. Let me go ahead and just rant here because this won't be Shauna's rant but mine. Nothing makes me crazier than hearing people say, I can't afford to go to the company event this year. I swore last year I wouldn't miss it, and now I can't afford it this year. There are 12 months in a year. There are 52 weeks in the year. Set aside the sale of one product every week in your savings account. Decide how much that is that you need to set aside and make it happen. Guys, we somehow manage to do Christmas for our families and birthdays for our families and do our bills and our mortgage. And when you're in a product-driven business, there's just no reason you can't up the game a little bit to cover that cost. Make it a priority to be at those events. Room with three or four other people. Road trip it if you have to. Eat cheese and crackers in your room, like some of the famous stories we've heard from gurus that have gone before. But do what you need to do to get there. Okay, so that's company events. Now, what about number four?
Okay, number four is basically this leads in, the events leads into building your beliefs. Because when you're there, there's going to be the products. You're going to be able to learn more about the products, the company, the profession of network marketing, and really how to treat this like the beauty that it is, a real profession. It's not an industry, really. It's a profession. You take it seriously. And then the biggest thing that I just love, my favorite part, it was my part in doing hair, was the personal growth. In other words, you get to start to believe in yourself, investing in yourself. So that all comes, those four components come in under building your beliefs. Now, again, the fastest way to do it is at a company event. But it can be broken down into just starting today. By being on this call, you know, there's many, many ways that we can do this, but it can start out at a company event. I can't say how important it is. You can go to the back office. You can start to learn about the products. Of course, putting them in your mouth helps a lot. And just, you know, do it and being compliant. And really, you know, your upline can help you with the company, but you want to take it on. This is your business. And it is a volunteer army. So if you have an upline that is very generous and wants to share, but some people come in with people that are not even going to build the business. They just hear about a fabulous product and they come in. And they think they're all alone out there. Well, they're not. There's a way that you can call the company and find out who above you, whether it's your sponsor or not, that's really doing the business, and then you have somebody to help you. So that helps you with the company, you know, just doing your own homework. It is a little bit of homework you have to do, but my goodness, it's not. I mean, when you have residual income coming in and your life has changed, it's so worth it, you guys. It's like takes the stress out. So that's kind of. Can we call that the fourth thing, or would that be all together?
No, I think we absolutely can. I think your personal belief is huge, and we could probably train on personal belief. But I want to talk about the professional development of that for a little bit, because – as someone who works with tens of thousands of at-home-based business owners, the number one thing I hear people complaining about is, well, my upline isn't doing this for me, or nobody did this for me, or I don't have a support here, or I don't have a support there. If we're really talking about a professional business, let's talk about attorneys and Dr. Scott, let's talk about dentists, and let's talk about doctors and even teachers and real estate and financial services. They all have tests they have to pass. They all have courses they have to take. They all have continuing education requirements. I have never once heard a medical school dropout or an unsuccessful doctor say, my professor didn't do good on that test for me. My professor didn't do my homework for me. They can present information. They can model what they know, but it's still up to you to find the resources. It's still up to you to do the homework, to get out into the field and share and invite and sample and get rejected. Nobody can take that rejection for you. You have to do it because nobody can take the yeses for you. You have to do that too. So if we're looking at this as professionals and we say we want to be paid as professionals, then you need to big boy up and big girl up, do your homework, seek out some people you like to learn from. I learned, like Shauna did, from Zig Ziglar and John Maxwell and Brian Tracy and so many of these amazing people. And I know that Shauna and I still do this on a daily basis. We had a great call the other day where I said, oh, and who was it that said such and such? And we just were tossing back and forth these ideas and concepts because we are studied in personal growth. Why? Because we have a test? No, because we have businesses and we have a vested interest in that business. We don't get a grade on it, but the actual scorecard is showing up in our paycheck. So the value in professional development is not because of a certificate that the school district requires you to have or a surgical license that the hospital requires you to have, but in the fact that it's going to grow you. Only you can grow you. So stop blaming an upline, stop blaming a company for faulty training, and say, I want to be the best business surgeon, so-called surgeon, that I can, and I'm going to take responsibility from that. I'm going to choose to grow myself every day, to believe that I can do this, to believe in the opportunity, and to treat this like a business and not a hobby. I think that's just absolutely huge, Shauna. Anything you want to add to that?
I love it. I love that, the way you explained that. And, you know, really, I do believe that your income becomes effective, your paycheck. It becomes effective when you do. It's time to, you know, take it on. It's so much fun. I've heard people say, well, this is really for my husband, or this is really not my business, but it's my wife's. And I look at people when they do that, and I think, why would you not want to have the fun of doing it yourself? It's always been a big question to me why anybody wouldn't want the experience of growing.
Yes,
at
exactly.
some point, you're going to have to.
You know, and I've heard people say, well, I'm done learning. Go ahead, Scott.
One of the things that I've heard from other leaders in other companies, other trainers, is that this is a personal development business. And in order to develop personally, we have to market a product and build a team. And in that building of a team, you have to become a leader. And you've got to grow personally in order to lead. So anyway, that was just something that I wanted to throw in there.
Yeah. Well, I think that sometimes we get trapped in the magic of, if I just build to this amount, then I can let everybody else do the work for me. And that's not really leading. That's, you know, that's a nice myth. And yes, residual does happen, but the fact is you're still putting in the work and you're still leading and training and motivating and inspiring and stepping out on stage. And I know that in our work together, Shauna is stepping out of her comfort zone on a regular basis. Even after 12 and 18 years, she is stretching herself. Writing her book is one example. Taking the stage at several things recently is another example. Even committing to this weekly call. I mean, guys, when you're used to residual income and having your own schedule, to pin yourself down to prep and training and showing up for a call, it's a matter of discipline and showing leadership by example. And I applaud that in a really, really big way. Okay, so what is our fifth critical action we need to be doing?
Well, I think learning the tools. The company has tools. There's videos, there's the company website, there's blogs. Be specific. Don't make it just a wandering generality, as the big company says it. Make yourself a meaningful specific. So get on the calls. First of all, I think the very first thing is to learn how to do a three-way call in a really good way. In other words, it's just third-party validation, but it's so good. And you know your friends and they know you. They don't look at you as a network marketing professional. But if you can say, you know, I just want to introduce you to, and then you introduce your, we could call them upline or your friend or however you want to do it. But we can teach you how to do a correct third-party validation through a three-way call. Very effective and very doable. Just let me give you an example. Carrie, when I was in my salon, and some of the people on the call might remember this, we had a visual product. It worked. I had results, crazy results, in a very short period of time. And so I shared this with other clients. And when they would call me and say, oh, my goodness, you know, I can't believe how I feel and how I look. And I'd say, you know what, I'm doing a hair color. Is it okay if I put you on speaker? Now, if I would have told that same story to the client and I didn't let them hear it from them, it wouldn't have had any impact. It would have sounded like I was selling. But I didn't. I said, you know, do you mind if I put you on speaker? And they'd say yes. And then they would scream in their excitement and say, oh, my gosh. And they'd say, awesome. I said, you know, if you get time, come on over and show us. So I built my business that way. That's how I began, because I was working a 60-hour work week in the very beginning. So I truly believe in third-party validation. Anytime you can do it, do it.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, we're doing a part of it for the sake of transparency. This is third-party validation. You know, I work with tens of thousands of small business owners. I'm an author of The Barefoot Executive. I speak to hundreds of thousands of people a year on the topic of small at-home business. So to have me validating an opportunity, validating your work as a leader, I mean, it's a powerful thing. And sometimes we just need that Oprah voice in our head, or, you know, Ellen, however you fall there, whoever you feel like has credibility. But the third party, it's like that example I gave about parenting earlier. Sometimes people just need to have permission from somebody different, belief from somebody different, and validation from somebody different. So I think you're exactly right. You need to learn the tools. Now,
yeah,
I will caution people. Yeah, I'll caution people there. Don't overlearn the tools. Don't think you have to learn everything perfectly before you get started. I think there are a few simple basics. You need to learn inviting, sharing, and sampling. I mean, would you agree with that?
Absolutely. Let's keep it simple, especially in the beginning. Just using a tool in the very beginning. You know, pick one.
Right. Pick a video to use, or pick a three-way call to use, or pick the company-sponsored opportunity call, or pick a video of Shauna's, or a book that you love, or a CD that you love. You know, I know there are so many, and I'm sure your company has several that they recommend. Ask your upline what's their favorite. But it may be that something really is better for you than it might be for somebody else. If you're somebody that does a lot of social media and is very connected to your friends that way, then a video might really resonate. Or the three-way call, if you're very connected or of the age group that you love the phone, you know, that might be better. So find the tool that works best for you, and don't feel like you have to master all of them. Learn the tools. And can I also say, don't feel like you have to create new ones. I see people all the time that say, oh, I'm going to record my own this and my own that, and I'm going to rewrite this and that. Don't. Borrow the company's tools. That's what they're there for. That's one of the benefits of joining an established company with an established plan, is the benefit of their tools. So can we recap the five? Would that be okay? So we can make sure that I didn't miss anything. Number one would be, you have to know your story, create a story, or borrow a story, right? I mean, that's just number one out of the gate. People want to know why. Why are you doing this? Why is this for you? And why are you even talking to me about it? And then you have to be, within that, you have to be really clear on your why. Is it a pretty why? Is it an ugly why? Did your husband get cut from his job? Do you have medical expenses? Are you trying to pay off debt? Do you want to stay home with the baby? You know, what's your why? Number two, you have to be willing to make that list and share the journey with people. Don't fall for the lie you're going to try to tell yourself of, I'm going to try this for a couple of months before I tell anybody I'm doing it. That's 20 pounds somebody could have lost in that time with you. That's a couple of thousand dollars somebody could make along with you. Don't be selfish. Don't be selfish. Share the journey. You've got a free trip you can take people on. Invite them along. Number three would be don't miss company events. If they're calls, if they're meetings, if they're big company events, you have to show up to go up, y'all. You really do. There's just no excuse. When you think of a fireplace, I want you to think of the piece of wood that has fallen away from the fireplace, or maybe the piece of coal that's fallen away from the barbecue, right? It starts to kind of die out. Well, that's when you need to be closer to the fire, the source of energy, instead of further away from. Sometimes when you're not doing as well or you're just starting, you think, oh, I'm not ready for that yet. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. That's when you need to be in the middle of the heat, so to speak. And always take somebody with you to an event, on a call. Invite people to your calls. Invite people to the training. Invite them to your meetings. Say it's because you don't run a ride alone. Say it's because you want them to meet your friends. Whatever. Just get people there. And then number four is treat this like a profession, please. Treat, you know, doctors, lawyers, financial services, real estate, we all have to keep our license current. We all have to take our own tests. We all have to do our own studying. Take responsibility and quit blaming. And then number five is learn the tools for inviting, sharing, and sampling. Master those tools and let your upline help you with that. I'm going to add a number six. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
Number six, and I think this is crucial. Everybody write this down, like even in more bold letters and more capital letters, and be prepared to underline this. Number six, I think, is crucial, and that is get as many no's as possible every single day. Get
absolutely,
as many no's
make
as possible.
Nose, make your no's your vitamin.
Yep, vitamin no. I love it. I like to say I want all my no's in by noon. All my no's by noon. So that way if I set my goal to have 10 no's today, I want all those no's by noon, because there's no way I can get 10 no's without hitting a yes for a product sample or for an opportunity to listen or for an invitation or something. My no's by noon. If you're terrified of that, set it to 5 no's or do 10, but strive for the no's. Quit counting your yeses. Count your no's. One of my favorite challenges ever was the 100 no week. You know, there's a form probably online somewhere where you can have circle 100 no's. Every time somebody says, no, I'm not going to try the opportunity. No, and I want to try the product. No, I'm not going to go with you. Circle them. And the race is to get to 100 no's as fast as you can. I've never known anybody to actually hit the 100, ever. They either don't have the stomach for it and they just can't do it, which means they don't really want to pay that mortgage or want to travel or want that whatever the pretty or ugly why is, or they get so many yeses they just can't get to the no's. So I would say the number six critical action would be gather as many no's as possible, like their vitamins, like their dark chocolate delights, like whatever they are that you love, gather the no's. Okay, so let's shift for a minute. I mean, first of all, people could take this information. We've been trading for a solid 40 minutes. They could take this information, literally double, triple their income in a short period of time. But some of them will instead throw in some extra things that are going to sabotage them. You know, my coach says to me, we all get in our own way. We all sabotage ourselves. How do you do that? And they'll ask me that question, how do you do that? How are you sabotaging yourself? Because you probably already know what it is. Shauna, I want us to talk about three things that people need to stop doing. Let's just tell people right now, we want to be positive, we do, but three things that we think you need to stop doing right now.
Well, listening to the critics. I mean, it could be your friends, your family, people that have no experience in this or, you know, are just afraid for you. They might be trying to protect you. Their reasons could be, you know, their own, but they are not informed about what you know. Like, they don't know what you know. They spell no and O, and you spell it K-N-O-W.
Right.
So quit listening to the critics.
I love this. You know, I have a very musical family. My parents are musical. My kids are all musical. I've got one studying music therapy, one studying to be on Broadway, and a couple of us just like it. We don't listen to stations that we don't like. We don't listen to music that we don't like. We change the channel. We reset the playlist. Why do you keep listening to people who are on a different playlist? program your playlist differently. Quit listening to them. If they're not paying your bills or you're not paying theirs, you know, those are the only people I listen to. People that are paying me are people that I'm paying. So, you know, I think you've got to embrace that belief for yourself. Quit listening to them. And then you've got to know who you can share your dreams with. Not everybody is a dream sharer. Sometimes you have to guard those dreams and protect those dreams, and you will instinctively know who some of those people are. So stop listening to critics. Stop listening to haters and trolls. Don't drink the Haterade, you know, all those. But stop listening to critics. Yes, sir.
You know, something along the lines, I used to really care what other people thought of me, right? We're so scared about what people are going to say. And so I used to really care what other people thought of me until I tried to pay my groceries with their opinion.
When I tried to pay my rent with their opinion, it quit mattering.
Exactly.
So, Lizzo, one of the things that Scott and I do, go ahead and tell them about the stop it thing that we do. If you really get down and like to have it on your desktop, should we tell them?
So another thing we need to do is just stop negative self-talk. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that Sean is referring to is it's a video on YouTube, and if you just Google "Stop It" by Bob Newhart, it's an awesome tool to use, to just use with your kids, use with your people that are just not, you know, they're complaining about, well, I didn't like the way that the door was, you know, set up, so I couldn't go in the room and go to work. I mean, it's crazy, right, Shauna?
It's basically stop it. You know what you said about how some people are not funny? Well, Bob Newhart is. He kills me. He makes me laugh. So when I hear him do he's a psychologist in the script. So I recommend that everybody put that on your desktop so you can just refer to it when somebody says something, you know, or you're telling yourself something negative. Mostly, that's the thing. We have this chatter all the time. It's got to. If we aren't feeding it with positive, the negative is going to creep in. I mean, we have it all around us, so it's going to come in. So play that and get into the personal development tapes, like you said, the Zig. I mean, Zig will get you excited every single time, I think. And one of my favorite books is The Magic of Thinking Big. I recommend it as a first read for everybody. And it's an old book by David Schwartz, but it is awesome.
It is. And so I also recommend Shad Helmstetter, What Are You Saying When You Talk to Yourself? Mm-hmm. And it really tunes you in to how much awfulness you say to yourself. So what I hear you saying is stop listening to the critics, especially yourself. Stop it. Okay, so number two, what's something else we need to stop doing right now?
Procrastination. Like The Slight Edge. There's a book called The Slight Edge, also in a CD, that is amazing. And Scott and I have been listening to it in the car for quite a while now. You know, every time we make sure that you have something in your car so that when you hop in, you don't have to turn it on. It just automatically turns on. That is something so worth it. It's by Jeff Olson, and it's The Slight Edge. And it talks about, you know, if you get off course all the time, I mean, even an airplane, if it goes off and it's headed towards Seattle, but it just goes off course a little and doesn't self-correct all the time, which they do. They know they're going to get to Seattle just a little bit off, and they can end up clear on the other side of the United States, practically, because it only starts with the slight edge. And basically what I've got from that is it's so redundant. It goes over and over different situations, but after a while you're like hearing yourself say it before he says it, because he says over and over, it's easy to do. It's also easy not to do.
Right.
And Scott and I have experienced it this last week. We made a commitment that we would really put our bodies back in shape after Europe for a month. I mean, it's ridiculous, you know, the bread and the champagne and all that. So we decided we'd get a trainer and apply the slight edge, just like he was talking about, the slight edge, along with the products that we know, you know, we like to put in our bodies that are amazing, but that slight edge without working out is creeping up on me at my age. Mm-hmm. So we have a trainer. We've been in the gym like 3 to 4 times a week, and we're just applying it. And I'm so excited because now it doesn't matter what the scale says. I get on the scale and it doesn't matter because I know I have the secret weapon, the slight edge. I don't care what it does today because I know in the next 6 months, the next year, I know where I'm going to be because I'm going to keep applying the slight edge.
I love that. I love that. And, you know, procrastination, if we put off everything until we were ready, I wonder how many of us would still be pregnant, you know, for years and years and years, or how many of us would never have a relationship, or how many of us would never buy a house until we didn't have that elevated heart rate of signing all those papers, or, you know, how many people would never leave home or never enroll in school or never do scary stuff, never get on their first plane, if they were waiting until everything was calm and quiet. And the fact is, they do it because they just make themselves do it. They just take that step, set a deadline, and move forward. A lot of us have a default set to later. Oh, hey, you know, I have four kids, so I can tell you, I'll say, everybody needs to go put clothes away. Okay, we'll do that later. Nope. We're going to go ahead and do that now, and then it's not hanging over your head all day. It really is easier now than later. And just imagine, let's just think back to 18 years ago when Shauna discovered network marketing, or even 12 years ago when she discovered her current company. What if she had said later when I'm ready, or later when I'm remarried, and so she just started a couple years ago? Holy smokes, how much would she have missed out on, and how tragic would that be if she had set her default to later? So I love the, you know, today, not tomorrow is TNT. That's what really blows things up, when you do things today, not tomorrow. What really sets things afire is when you do it today and tomorrow, right? Mm-hmm. When you do it every day. You could practice piano 2 hours one day a week, or you could practice half an hour every day. And guess what? The half an hour every day adds up much better than trying to cram it all in. A little bit of consistency every day absolutely gives you the slight edge. So stop putting it off. I said today on my Facebook page, you know, okay, those of you that were waiting until after the holidays, and then you said, okay, after the first of the year, oh, no, wait, I'm going to start that on Monday. Well, today's the day. That's all past now. Today's the day. It's time to stop delaying until your next thing. Why not now? Why not you, and why not now? So, all right, so we're going to stop listening to critics, including ourselves. We're going to do it now and stop procrastinating. What's one more thing we need to stop doing?
We need to stop saying yes to everything. Like, women tend to want to be super mom or dad, super dads, and we say yes to everything. And we, you know, maybe we could try something like saying, you know, let me get back to you, and really look to see if your schedule, set up your schedule. And it's great having a coach. I mean, Carrie, you have no problem saying this isn't the, you know, it's not on my schedule. Absolutely. I mean, we need to apply that to our own lives. Because super moms, they were not that much fun. I mean, a super mom is worn out, tired, and I just don't want that for my people, because the beauty of this kind of business is you take control of it, and you need to have fun. And being a super mom is not fun.
And, you know, I'm actually a better mom when I don't try to be super mom.
Right.
I mean, everybody really listen to that for a minute. When I preserve my energy, take care of myself, and focus on what's really important, I'm a better mom, and I'm definitely a more profitable mom, and I have more quality time with my kids. Shauna asked me to share this story because it's something that resonated with her, and I probably shared it a couple years ago. I have four children. They range in age currently from 7 to 19, and three girls, one boy. They're spread out, absolutely. The oldest also has some special needs, and, you know, we've done homeschool, private school, special school, public school. Now we have college and vocational school. And honestly, that plus growing a business is a little much, and very involved with my family, my parents, my brothers, my community, my church. And at some point, something has to give. So early on, like when they were in kindergarten, I said, PTA is just not something I can do. PTA, the volunteering up at the school. I used to be a teacher. I know it's valuable. I know it's awesome. I know the school needs help, needs volunteers, but I also know it needs resources. And so I asked the PTA people, I can be the one that supplies the check for some of these things, but I can't supply the hours. So you know what? They actually loved it. You know, class party, I would say, here is, you know, somebody wants to be super crafty and super creative, then here's a donation to help with that. My current private school that the kids go to requires, I think it's 15 hours per parent for the year, volunteer hours, and everybody's like scrambling to get their hours in. Well, I called the school office and I said, I know there has to be a price. I know that there's got to be a way that I can donate to cover my hours. And they said, oh, yeah, absolutely. And so apparently I wasn't the first person that ever asked. But you know what they told me the cost was, Shauna, for 15 hours of my time was a $150 donation.
Whoa.
People, let's do the math on that. That's $10 an hour. $10 an hour. I'm not going to tell you what my hourly rate is or what my income is, but I'm going to tell you it's more than $10 an hour. And that plus my drive time to and from, plus I adore my children. I like some other people's children. I don't like all other people's children. And I tend to be doing my business during the day when they need me up at school. So for me, writing that check is super easy. And you say, but Carrie, you can't afford that. Then work your business harder. Because your business that you're making that $150 in today, the model of business that you're in with residual income probably turns that into $150,000 before it's all said and done. So look at ways you don't have to show up with the homemade cupcakes or buy the darn cupcakes. I mean, come on, stay off Pinterest and quit competing with the other supermoms. They're not also trying to do what you're doing. So put away the cape. Stop ironing everything. Get everybody to help out around the house. Quit criticizing how they do it. And just quit trying to put on the facade that you can be all things to all people. That's a quick way to burn out. It really, really is. And you can be a super example by being a great business owner. And, you know, my kids are pretty excited that we're going to Disney this week because mom's business can go with us. Right? We can go and I can do a little bit of work at the hotel at night or even on the plane. And my kids think I am super mom for real. I mean, the year we have planned is pretty incredible and they don't begrudge one bit of work. They don't like it so much now, like when they're in the other room having to be quiet while I'm recording. It's not their favorite. But guess what? They recover pretty quickly. We get all caught up in the guilt of I have to be present for every minute and present for everything and present for every practice, and it's just not the case. Let's not say yes to every single committee, every single everything. Don't react out of guilt. I would say one more thing we need to stop. If I can add a fourth, let's stop this. It would be stop overcomplicating things. Stop overcomplicating your use of tools. Stop overcomplicating how your stuff is organized on your shelf. Stop overcomplicating what you have to say on the call. Stop overcomplicating what you have to wear when you go do or how many pounds you have to lose before you can say. Just stop overthinking it all. That's a form of procrastination that just is giving you an excuse to delay action. So let's just all agree to stop overcomplicating all that.
Yeah,
so,
I agree. It's like I always think that you really can't steer a parked car. So just pull out so that you can start to steer it. Put a little gas in there and pull out into the road, and then it will all come as you go. You know, don't, like you said, if you just think you have to have all this training, all this, it's just too much. It can become too much training.
Yeah, I totally agree. Okay, well, whew, that's a good solid almost hour, and I know people have been furiously scribbling notes, and so those are five things, no matter where you are in your business, five really valuable things you need to do, actually six if you're collecting notes, and then three and four things that you need to stop doing. What I'm going to encourage you guys to do as we wrap this up tonight, I'm going to encourage you to, number one, go shout on Shauna's Facebook page or Scott's Facebook page and tell them something you learned and something you're excited about, maybe something you're committed to. And the other thing is, I want you to say, okay, am I doing the company cleanse? Am I being my own best product story? And who is somebody I would love to take on that next step of the product story with me? Who am I going to do this slight edge with? And I'm going to challenge you to make a note of that and just go ahead and gather those notes by noon tomorrow. I believe you absolutely can. Now, this replay link will be good for you. Even if you missed part of the call, you can, as soon as we're done, you can click the same access link and have that replay. I know Scott and Shauna will also send that out for people that they know are interested in. Tomorrow, you can download it to your MP3 or to your computer or however you listen to your audios, and just let Shauna be the voice in your head encouraging you and helping you with that belief and motivating you. Shauna, you have anything else you want to add before we wrap it up?
No, I think you covered it really well. I love the way you are an Oprah. You just bring up points and drive it home. And we so appreciate having you on this call and helping us develop this real down-home training, you know, at the coffee shop. That's what we want everybody to just feel really cozy here. And, you know, and Scott, he's always big on leaving. Every day we talk about a quote or something, and he was just reminding me today about Steve Jobs, and is there time to just have him read that quote?
Yes, absolutely. Why don't you wrap us up with that, and then I'll cue our exit music. How's that?
That'd be awesome. Thank you so much for coming to the call. And, yes, I will. Can't wait to hear your thoughts and comments.
Yeah, so next Monday we will have another call, 8 o'clock Central, same time, same place. And we'll be talking about the essentials in your business, time management, heartfelt listening, personal growth, inviting, sharing, sampling. We'll go into that a little bit more. But this is a really good quote, and it really does go hand in hand with the why and working with other people and what other people say about you and all that. It really hits home. Your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life. Don't be tracked by dogma, which is living the results of other people's thinking. Don't let the noise of others' opinions drown out your own inner voice. And most important, have the courage to follow your heart and intuition. They somehow already know what you truly want to become. Everything else is secondary. And that's a wonderful quote by Steve Jobs.
Thank you.
Love it. And with that, we're going to say good night and have an amazing week. It'll be what you make it.
Thank you, Carrie.
Thanks, Carrie. Thanks, everybody.